missed and not missed about Christmas in lockdown. Good morning. This is a national broadcast by your princess. All hail Princess Priya. All hail Princess Priya. The sanctity of Christmas is so well protected and guarded. And by that I mean the family traditions, bus stops, points of view, and all of that. All of that is so well protected in order for it to happen every year without fail. Those normal Christmas Eve arguments, those Boxing Day bust ups, the snidey comments on Christmas Day, the too many people sat around a table, the kids spoilt, rotten hour by filthy hour. Oh, just thinking about it warms the cockles, doesn't it? Advertisement break. So this is Christmas? It was really, really difficult this year, not travelling around everywhere, like cross country, every motorway I could find, in the dark, in the light, in the snow, in the light night, whichever one I didn't say last. Without having the wipers on full blast to travel to see relatives at Christmas, it just isn't Christmas, is it? So, it's just really weird having a tank of petrol that barely decreases. It's really weird having tyres that aren't ruined. It's weird how the car is not getting filthy day by day. It's just so, so different. Advertisement break. All I want for Christmas is a babysitting service. I mean, the one thing about Christmas that is present every year in our lives that Christmas could not be Christmas without really is Amazon Prime and online shopping. So lockdown or no lockdown, as long as there's Prime, there can be Christmas. I think in all honesty, this Christmas has given us time to miss the things that maybe we were getting used to and maybe miss the things that maybe we were taking for granted or even in some cases whinging about. Because we get caught up in our own lives, don't we? We get caught up in doing things the way that we've always done them. And then something comes along, stops us dead in our tracks, changes things completely. And all of a sudden, it's really different. I think lockdown life has taught us to appreciate so many different things, to think on a smaller scale, on a relative smaller scale, and find light during darkness. In a really significant book called Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, He describes how life can shrink down on a relative scale to adjusting a worldview that then becomes based on the environment that you're in. And he wrote it from the point of view of a Holocaust survivor and how he survived. What things he did that were part of his new normal day-to-day routine. What things that were new in his life that could bring him happiness. It was markedly different to normal life. It's nothing like the life that he had known before or that we would know. And that's kind of how lockdown life is now. I'm not comparing it, obviously, to the Holocaust. But what I'm comparing it to is our lives before lockdown. They are different. They just are. And it feels like it's been going on forever. Actually, it's not that long in the grand scheme of things. But because we're in it, it does feel like forever. It does seem to drag on and on and on. And there's just so many things that add to the frustration. Indecisions, waves of deaths going up and down, not knowing which trend we're on, which trajectory we're on. There's a lot of uncertainty. But we can do this. We have handled uncertainty individually many, many times. And yes, this is a grander scale. But we can do it. We have done it. We are doing it. We've been doing it for a few months now. We can keep digging and finding things to keep us going. It is possible. And just imagine afterwards. Imagine afterwards what we will have learnt to take into our post-lockdown lives. Maybe better relationships with neighbours. Maybe relationships have developed. Parenting. Understanding about schooling due to homeschooling, learning to live on less, learning to survive without seeing people, as hard as that has been. And I think it'll teach us from a very difficult way of doing things, of course, but to appreciate and be grateful for things that maybe we are taken for granted. As well as lots of joy and lots of added value in things that we used to do before, once this is all over, there will be a fallout. The levels of stress and pressure and death an illness that we have all seen in such a short space of time, especially those working in the medical professions, especially those that have had to work in lots and lots of risk, there'll be a fallout. You can only keep on going and keep on going. And when things are all over, that's when sometimes people collapse. And then we'll need to pull together in a different way. We will have to be kind, compassionate, and support each other with our mental health, with our well-being, looking after our children as they wobble, looking after each other as we wobble. There will be a fallout. We need to think about that when it comes. I can tell you now that in the future, when we're out of lockdown, you're going to look back on yourself in lockdown and be really proud of how resilient you've been, how you've kept on going. That's what you're going to do. You're going to look back and realise how amazing you've been. So think about that. Use that to help you get through, because you are getting through. And as they say, this too shall pass. Advertisement break. Jingle bells. Jingle bells. Jingle all the way. The end. Probably the one thing we can all agree on that is great about this Christmas and New Year is that we can see the back of 2020. So I'll leave you with that cheerful thought and wish you a very happy New Year. Epilogue. Special thanks goes to everyone who's been working this year. You've all had to cope with different things, different risks, different rules, different worries, different pressures, having to do things differently. Special thanks to you. Well done to those people that haven't worked, because you've had to cope in new ways to before. If you were looking for work, you've had to suspend that for quite a long time probably. So well done to you for keeping on going and keeping on going, even if it's not what you wanted. If you're someone who's ill and you've had to keep on going, and illness is part of your life anyway, this year has made life more complicated for you. So well done you for keeping on going. Well done to our NHS. I think all of us are so proud. We just are. We're so proud. Thank you to our teachers, who I feel don't get enough of a mention. They have continued. Apart from a few weeks where things were closed, they have continued. And they're not immune. They have been ill. And there have been deaths. And some of them are suffering with long COVID or COVID. Thank you, teachers. You already do an absolutely outstanding job. You already go far and beyond, let alone what you have had to do in the last few months. I salute you. I thank you. If you haven't already signed the petition to government to provide counselling for teachers in schools, in school time, please, please do. They need it now more than ever. It won't happen now because it will take quite a few more signatures for it to be discussed in Parliament, let alone the chance of it going through. But it's so important. We're losing teachers all the time, even without COVID. We must look after them. It's in the best interest of our children. If we look after our teachers, we look after our children. Our children are tomorrow's workforce. So we really need to invest in our teachers. The link will be in the episode description. Please sign it. Please share it. Thank you so much.